It's amazing how much the world of higher education has changed, even just thinking about the last few years. I mean, it used to be that if you wanted a quality master's degree, especially an international one, you had to pack your bags, maybe dust off that passport, and hop on a plane to a whole new country. But now it seems like everything's online.
Yeah, it really is a whole new world, and I don't think it's just about convenience either. Like the pandemic, that definitely accelerated things for sure. But online education itself has come a long way. We're talking sophisticated platforms, global classrooms, connecting people all over. It's pretty impressive.
So that brings us to our deep dive today, which is all about online learning, but very specifically, it's for those of you out there interested in an online international Masters of Management. And even more specifically, we're taking a deep dive into CMMU in Thailand. They sent over some pretty interesting materials about their program that I think are worth a closer look.
Yeah, they really did. And honestly, there are a few details in here that really caught my eye too, even surprised me a bit.
Well, let's not keep our listeners in suspense then. First things first, just in case someone's not familiar, what is CMMU all about? What's the big deal?
So CMMU stands for the College of Management at Mahidol University. And Mahidol, consistently, it's ranked as one of the top universities in all of Thailand. But here's what I think is really interesting. It's their international reputation. So they've got this accreditation. It's from the AACSB, and that's huge in the business school world.
Right. Now, I remember seeing that AACSB accredited. It was right in the brochure. I have to admit, though, I don't actually know what that means. What's the significance?
Basically, it's a mark of quality, a big one. Less than 5%, that's 5% of business schools globally earn that accreditation. So for a school to have that, it means they've met some incredibly high standards. And we're talking about everything from the quality of their teaching and their faculty to their research output, and even how much they engage with the actual business community. It's not just a piece of paper or something they can just say they have. It really means something.
Okay, so that makes a lot more sense. So basically, for someone who might be thinking about applying to this program, a degree from CMMU doesn't just mean something in Thailand, it carries weight internationally, right? That's got to be a big deal for anyone thinking about, a global career.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I think it's especially significant for this specific program, the Online International Masters of Management. This isn't just like taking a standard MBA program and throwing it online. They're really zeroing in on a really unique angle here.
Well, they did send us this description, and there was one phrase that really stood out to me when I read it. They called it flexibility in learning. And I mean, on the one hand, that kind of seems like a given with online programs, right? But I'm curious, what does that actually look like in this particular case? What did they mean by that, do you think?
So it seems like they're doing a mix of formats, a real blend. So there are the recorded lectures, the kind you can access anytime, which is super convenient. But then they also have live sessions, so you can get some of those real-time interactions, with professors, with other students. And get this, they even have some optional on-campus intensives over in Thailand if you're really up for it.
Yeah.
It seems like they're trying to create something that works for a lot of different kinds of learners, different styles, different schedules, which is super important for people juggling, what is it, life, work, you know how it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there was this other phrase I noticed. It said something like real-time insights about businesses in Asia. Now that sounds like more of a unique selling point, don't you think? Not something every program can offer.
Oh, for sure. That one definitely piqued my interest too. See, I would notice that most of these international business programs, they tend to focus on, Western market trends, which makes sense, kind of the dominant model. But here, CMMU is really tapping into something very specific, very much needed, I think, which is the dynamics of the Asian market specifically. They're delving into some really interesting stuff too, like the cultural nuances of, say, Southeast Asian negotiations or the rise of digital economies in the region, things you wouldn't necessarily get in a more, I guess you could say, traditional program.
Okay, so it sounds like they're really playing to their strengths, bringing that regional focus, which makes sense given where they are. But it also sounds like they're filling a real gap that exists in a lot of business school curriculums, right? I mean, focusing on what others aren't, that's just smart.
You got it. Exactly. And you know what? You can really see that reflected in how they've actually structured their curriculum, which maybe we can get into a bit later.
Yeah, we should definitely take a look at that. But before we get to the curriculum deep dive, there was just one more thing, one more detail that caught my eye. The electives. They have 12 of them. That's
Yeah.
more than I think I've ever seen in a program like
I
this.
know, that's the thing that got me, 12 electives. That's incredible. Honestly, that really shows just how committed they are to, personalized learning. Like you're not just getting some generic one-size-fits-all degree here. You actually have the power to like really dive deep into those specific areas that you're truly interested in, which is huge, especially in today's job market. Things change so fast.
It really does. Okay, so we've got a program with a great reputation, clearly internationally recognized, a unique regional perspective, and a ton of flexibility. I think it's time to really get into the nuts and bolts to that curriculum, because honestly, that's where the rubber meets the road. So when you took a look at all that, what really stood out to you? What was interesting about how they structured this master's degree?
Well, one of the first things I noticed is that they actually have two main tracks you can choose from, which I thought was interesting, you know, adding even more of that flexibility that we were just talking about. They call them Plan A and Plan B.
Plan A, Plan B. Okay, so what's the difference? What do those actually look like?
So in both tracks, you're getting a really solid foundation in those core management principles that they're given. But where they differ is in the final project. Plan A, that's designed for the folks who really want to go deep, like really dive into a specific research topic. So with Plan A, you're working towards a full-on master's thesis.
I see. So for those who, I don't know, maybe they love the idea of a big research project, or maybe they know they need that for their career goals down the line.
Exactly. That's who Plan A is perfect for. Mm-hmm. Now, Plan B, that one's a little different. It's definitely more application focused, you know, practical. So instead of that big thesis, you'd be doing a thematic paper, which is still a serious piece of work. Mm-hmm. But it's shorter, and it's all about analyzing a real world business issue, something current, something practical.
Okay, so if I can try to sum it up, it sounds like the thesis is like, I don't know, diving deep into the academic ocean, right? All that research. And the thematic paper, maybe that's more like, you know, scuba diving for pearls of wisdom, but in a specific area. Mm. Both are super valuable. Both give you those skills. It just depends what your end goals are.
That's a great way to put it. I like that analogy.
So no matter which plan you choose, everyone's kind of on the same playing field when they start, right? Because there's that set of pre-courses, which, if I remember correctly, you don't actually get course credit for those.
That's true. You don't get the official credit. But I wouldn't underestimate them. Think of those pre-courses like, I don't know, your foundational building blocks. It's making sure that everyone who starts the program, no matter what their background is, they all have that same baseline knowledge. So they cover things like even just basic finance and accounting principles, because that's essential, even if you didn't come from a business background.
Ah, so it's all about leveling the playing field right from the start. Got it.
Exactly. And then once you've got those basics down, that's when you get into the core curriculum. That's where things get really interesting. So there are 7 required courses, and these are designed to give you a really strong grounding in all those key management areas: strategic marketing, financial management, operations, the whole shebang. And here's where I think that regional focus we talked about really comes into play, because one of those required courses is called Asian Economy in the Global Context.
Wow, so they're not shying away from their specialization, are they? That's front and center.
Not at all, and I think it's brilliant.
So by the time students get to those 12 electives, which is amazing in itself, they're not just coming in with like the theoretical knowledge, they also have this nuanced understanding of how those theories actually play out in Asian markets specifically.
You got it. And that's what makes those 12 electives even more exciting, because now you've got this whole playground, right? You can really customize this degree, take it in any direction you want. And they have such a range. It's amazing. Everything from digital marketing to business analytics to leading sustainable organizations, even wait for it.
Design thinking.
Hold on. Design thinking. Are you serious? I mean, that's not something you typically see in a Master of Management program, is it?
I know, right? It totally surprised me, but I think it's brilliant. And it just goes to show that they're incorporating all these cutting edge trends into the curriculum, because design thinking, that's all about creative problem solving, you know, user-centered design, all that good stuff. And those are the skills that employers are looking for these days, especially in those fields that are all about innovation, product development, anything like that. It's true. Those skills are in such high demand. So it's like they're not just teaching you the information, but the how to think critically, how to innovate, how to adapt, because that's what really makes a degree future-proof, wouldn't you say?
100%. That's exactly it. And, you know, it really brings us to another really important point. We've talked about how comprehensive this program is, how unique it is. So naturally, it's going to be pretty competitive, right? Which is a perfect time to ask.
Yeah.
What does it actually take to get in? What are they looking for? What are the admissions requirements?
Right, because what good is an amazing dream program if you can't even get in the door?
Exactly.
All right, lay it on me. For a program like this, internationally recognized, regionally focused, what's the financial commitment?
So remember, this is an investment in your future. And CMU, I have to say, they make it pretty straightforward, which is nice. The total program cost, and this is for the entire online international Master of Management, it comes to 429,000 Thai baht.
Okay, so that's, let's be real, that's a significant chunk of change. But we are talking about a top-tier master's degree here, so it's not exactly a huge surprise. I'm curious, though, that 429,000 baht, what does that actually cover?
So that figure, that includes pretty much everything. We're talking your pre-courses, even the entrance fee, and of course the tuition for all five terms.
Okay, so all the core curriculum content, that's all included in that price. Got it. But, and maybe this is me being, you know, overly practical, but what about all those extras? Like, are there extra costs for things like textbooks, materials, all of that?
You know, that's a great question. And honestly, it's something that a lot of people don't think about. It's smart to factor that stuff in. So yeah, while that initial program fee covers all the educational content, the actual learning part, you're probably going to have some additional expenses for textbooks, maybe some software, depending on your electives, things like that. My advice, it's always best to connect directly with the program coordinator. They can give you a much more detailed breakdown of those potential costs, so there are no surprises.
That's really good advice. Always better to be prepared, right? Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. The curriculum, admissions, what it costs, the nuts and bolts of this program. But before we wrap up, I want to kind of zoom out for a second, look at the bigger picture. We've talked about what's explicitly stated in these materials, but what about you? What's your expert take on what's not being said? What's between the lines?
Oh, I love this part. Reading between the lines, that's where things get really interesting. So one thing that really struck me, CMMU, they talk a lot about real-world practices, like throughout the program, which is great. But to me, what that says is that they probably got a really strong network of industry connections. That's something I definitely encourage anyone who's interested to look into further. Because think about it, that could mean amazing internships, mentorships, even job placements, who knows?
Absolutely, that's huge. It's not even just what you know anymore, it's all about who you know. And speaking of connections, their focus on those Asia-specific insights, that could be a huge advantage for someone who's looking to work in the region, right? Because it's not just about understanding the theory, it's about knowing how to actually operate within that business culture, which can be really different.
Exactly, 100%. Mm. It's that insider knowledge that really sets you apart, makes you stand out in what's becoming a really, really competitive global job market.
Couldn't agree more. So for anyone listening out there, maybe you're still weighing your options, thinking about taking the plunge. What's the one question, that thought-provoking question, that you would want to leave them with?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think I'd probably ask them this. This program, with its global accreditation, with how much it's focusing on those Asian business practices, how do you think it could set you up? Not just for your first job after you graduate, but for a long and successful career, you know, in a world that's only becoming more interconnected.
That's a great question. And honestly, I think it's one that everyone listening should really sit with for a bit. Because it's not just about getting a degree, it's about investing in your future, all those possibilities. And speaking of, if you are ready to start exploring those possibilities, head over to the CMMU website. All the details will be in the show notes. You can even reach out to their admissions team directly. They're super helpful. Because who knows, maybe this time next year, you'll be well on your way to earning your very own online international Master of Management from one of Thailand's top business schools. And that's it for today's deep dive. Remember, those big, important life choices, especially the educational ones, they have the power to open doors you never even knew existed. So keep learning, keep exploring, and we'll catch you next time.